USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif says his country agrees with President Trump about avoiding military action, but tells CNN he thinks White House advisors have a different view.
I think it is important for President Trump to look at the people around him. We take him at his word that he doesn't want war, he doesn't want regime change. But I can assure him that there are a few people around him who are on the record saying that they want war and regime change.
And Republican Senator Ron Johnson on CNN's State of the Union says Iran's hostile acts will likely backfire.
Iran is playing a very, very dangerous game. It makes no sense that they'd go after the UK. I think they were trying to divide the U.S. from our friends and allies. They're just uniting us.
Britain has reiterated warnings that it would take robust action if Iran does not release a UK-flagged oil tanker it seized in the Strait of Hormuz. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Someone in Mississippi may be slipping fentanyl into batches of heroin. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
A deadly batch of heroin may have killed as many as six people in Mississippi. Some officials say it may have included fentanyl. Mississippi Bureau of Narcotics Director John Dowdy says that mistake could easily be fatal.
It doesn't take but one microgram of fentanyl to kill somebody. So if you have somebody that's purchasing a gram of fentanyl and ingesting, you know, any part of that at one time, the chances of death are about 100%.
American crocodiles, once headed toward extinction, are now thriving at an unusual spot, the canals surrounding a South Florida nuclear plant. Last week, 73 crocodile hatchlings were rescued by a team of specialists at Florida's Power and Light Turkey Point nuclear plant, and dozens more are expected to emerge soon. Turkey Point's 168 miles of man-made canal service home to several hundred crocodiles where a team of specialists worked to protect them from hunting and climate change. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A confirmation vote is expected Tuesday for Mark Esper to become the next Secretary of Defense. John Clements reports.
The 55-year-old Mark Esper, who has served as Secretary of the Army since November 2017, is expected to be approved by the full Senate. Earlier during the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, Dr. Esper answered a key question about Iran in this exchange with Senator Jack Reed.
We will meet anytime, anywhere, without precondition, to discuss issues with the Iranians to get us on the diplomatic path.
So you think that diplomatic path is the most thoughtful way to proceed?
Diplomacy always is.
I'm John Clemens.
Subaru has discovered a defect so severe that it's planning to buy back a number of legacy sedans and Outback SUVs that have already landed in owners' driveways. Faulty welds in the car could not only lead to an accident, according to the automaker, but increase the risk of injuries to vehicle occupants if one occurs. The plan is to recall and check out about 2,100 cars for the defect, of which 200 are expected to need repairs immediately. About 20 of those cars are in the hands of consumers, and the rest have yet to be delivered. The announcement is rare for Subaru, but not unique at a time when automotive recalls have been running at or near record levels. A year ago, Subaru had to make a similar move when it discovered welding defects on 243 of the then-new Ascent SUVs. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.